This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we continue on in our next bracha. We continue on our series on tefillah. Zoykev Kefufim, sponsored by Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lila Nishmas' brother, Rabbi Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. We're up to the bracha of Zoykev Kefufim. God straightens out the bent. So, we already discussed last week Matar Asurim, the great miracle of movement of, what is it, 630 skeletal muscles, and the great miraculous phenomenon of how within milliseconds the brain sends signals to all limbs of the body, and the body responds in laser fast speed. Now, aside from the miracle of being able to move one's limbs, sometimes a person can move their limbs, but they're still bound to their bed. And that is, they may be able to move their hands and their legs, but to coordinate and to have the strength to actually stand up tall, to stand up. Yeah, sometimes a person could be in a chair and move their hands and wiggle and move around, but to stand up erect with posture, with confidence, is a separate miracle. And this is the bracha that we make, Zoykev Kefufim. The fact that we could stand erect and get up from the bed, Rachmana Litzlan, even someone who is not able to still makes the bracha, because the brachas were enacted, Reb Schwab writes, Al Minoga Olam. The same way a Suma can make the bracha of Yotzer Ar and Pekach Ivrim, because even if he can't see, but if he's riding in a cab and the driver on the other side of the double yellow line couldn't see, he would be in big trouble. So he's appreciative of the gift of sight, likewise the gift of Zoykev Kefufim. So again, we come back to the Sefer Adoin HaNeflois, just to learn a little bit about the miracle of being able to stand. The muscles are attached to the main moving bones by tendons made of very strong connective tissue called collagen. Bones on either side of elbows, knees, and other joints are connected to each other by tendons. Tendons are able to withstand a lot of physical stress, and they act as springs to aid in our movement. The joints between the bones provide flexibility, enabling body parts to be bent and moved around. The tips of the bones are cushioned with cartilage, which provides smooth movement and prevents the bones from wearing out when they move within the joints. The joints are lubricated by special liquids produced by the body, similar to the way oil and other lubricants are used in industrial machinery. So what is this lubricant called? This lubricant called synovial fluid has a consistency similar to the albumin of an egg. The oil separates the two moving parts to prevent and reduce wear or damage. The fact that we can move smoothly and in comfort is the product of the lubrication between our joints and our bones, another chesed from Hashem. It would be nice if all the bodybuilders would stop and think about the wonders of their muscles once in a while. But it's important for all of us to make the bracha of Zoykev Kefufim with Kavana, to acknowledge Hashem's kindness in creating our bodies with joints, tendons, automatic lubrication, allowing us to bend and move at will. This is from the Sefer Adoin HaNeflois, Rav Shlomo Zalman Gips, I believe. Okay. The Rekech writes, the bracha of Zoykev Kefufim comes from the pasuk Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim V'Zoykev L'chol HaKefufim. These eight words correspond to the seven words of that pasuk. Aye, it's off by one. Im HaKoylel, it's eight. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, what else? So this is the simple meaning of the bracha. It's not so simple. Halavai, we should think about it. Appreciate the gift to stand up. By the way, we could add that when a person is a baby, they don't have this gift. They're able to move. They're able to move their arms and move their legs. They're able to experience Matar Asurim, but they're not yet able to experience Zoykev Kefufim. Zoykev Kefufim requires training. That means not just muscle training, but to learn the skill of being able to walk and to stand up. So it's a great gift, and it's a gift that we hope remains with us for our entire lives. But it's something that we can't take for granted, because nobody could expect it, and it's not something that one should take for granted. The Rebbe Hashem should always give us this ability. But the Medrash says another pshat. Hashem zoykev kefufim. Mi hein ha-kefufim. Who are those who are bent? Elu Yisrael shagalu b'chutz la'aretz. These are Yidden that were exiled to outside of the land. Shemiyoyim shagalu mi'ushalayim. From the day that we were exiled, le'zakfu kaimasam. They never stood tall. You ever wonder, yeshiva bachram, they're always slouched over. They're always, you see a yidla. You never, right? You go to a business meeting, you have two guys, you know, they're standing like this, and you have one guy like that. A yid, you know, ungebeugen, right? They're ungebeugen, and all the other beugens, right? Elohim kfufim lefnei seineyam. They're bent, they're subdued, they're kafuf before their enemies. V'hi mahalchin aleim, and they walk over us. V'chein omar Yeshaya, koy omar adoinecha Hashem elekecha yarav amai. Ah, v'samtia bir moigecha, biyad moigecha, shar omelo navshecha shechai v'navoira, elu akfufim. So we say, Ribbono Shlom is zoikev kafufim. God will give us erect posture. When? When the gula. When Mashiach comes. Hashem will take all Yidden, who are kafuf, who are subdued, who are bent over before their enemy, and Hashem will give us reason to be confident and to stand tall. V'hu yoylichenu? Kaimamiyos, li'artzeinu. What's kaimamiyos? Erect. Zokuf. Says Rabbi Avram Shor, we know that one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, which the Rambam identifies as one of the 13 principles of faith, the smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan learns, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. And that is, we all believe in the coming of Mashiach. And the Rambam formulates, Ani mamin be'emunah shleima, b'vias ha-Mashiach, v'af al pi she'yisma meya, im kol zeh achak aloi b'chol yom she'yavai. Now, interesting Rambam. All of a sudden, the Rambam became a toisvus. Ani mamin be'emunah shleima, b'vias ha-Mashiach. I believe in perfect faith in the coming of Mashiach. And now all of a sudden the Rambam became a toisus. Ay, v'afal pisha yisma mea. But what's taken so long? And for the Rambam, I have no idea, but I'm still waiting for it. All of a sudden the Rambam has a kasha and a teretz. Does the Rambam say, ani mamin, be'amunu shalema, shabar yisbar shema yu bar yu manig, ay, v'afal pisha yis, sadik v'raloi v'rosh v'toivloi, im koza ani mamin that akol b'yashus. The Rambam doesn't raise any objections or questions on any of the 13 principles of faith, except for in the coming of Mashiach. The Rambam says, "Aval pisha yisma meya im kol zeh achakalai." Says the Briska Rav, the Rambam's not asking no questions and he's not giving no answers. The Rambam's expressing two articles of faith. One article of faith is, I believe that Mashiach is coming. Another article of faith is, I actively await the coming of Mashiach. Meaning, if I believe Mashiach is coming, but I'm already planning what's going to be in 17 years from now, so you ain't actively awaiting Mashiach's coming. Part of the belief in Mashiach is to actively await His coming. So, according to the Rambam, this is one of the 13 principles of faith, but according to the Smak, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is it to believe and await the coming of Mashiach? It's the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Smak says that included in the mitzvah of believing God took us out of Egypt is that God will take us out of this galus as well. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, when do we express our yearning and hope for the coming of Mashiach, friends? When do we ever say, God, I believe in coming? So I say the Yud Gimel Ikram Av Davening. Good for you, but most people don't. So when does the rest of the Jewish people express their yearning for Mashiach? Baruch atah Hashem l'kem l'chaylam, zoykev kefufim. You straighten the bent. Who are the bent? Us. When do you straighten us? When Mashiach comes. That's the interpretation of Rabbi Avram Shor. Okay, one last offering, and then we'll call it a Friday. In the Sefer Shari Tshuva of the Rebbe of Dov Ber, he brings that Gemara tells us when a person stands tall in the morning, he says, Zoykev Kefufim. So he says, "Vezeh pele demashma shezo bechidush sheyizkoif b'kayim ezekufa." Sounds like it's a wonder that a man could stand tall, and he has to make a bracha. That's the teva of an Adam from the time he was created, that he's going to walk with a b'kayim ezekufa. So I would say, by the way, and this is a pshat that we haven't brought yet. Yes, matir asurim. But animals also are matir asurim. They also have free movement of their limbs. But there's a special bracha that we make. The superiority of man is recognized in man's ability to stand on two legs. Imagine if you all be, you know, crawling around on the floor. First of all, Joe, you used to sell shoes. You would have made a lot more business. You know? Imagine you would have doubled the sales.
Women's shoes, I don't know if they would have helped.
What? Yeah. Double the sales if we go on all four.
Well, there are animals that walk erect.
And there are people that should be walking on all four, you know? So but we don't. We stand tall. That demonstrates the superiority of man over animal. And that's what we're thanking Hashem, that you gave us the nobility, that instead of having our nose on the floor and our eyes on the floor, our nose and eyes are heavenward. We gaze ahead of us with respect, with majesty. So, but the Rebbe of Doi Ber says, what is this gratitude that we have for Zoykev Kefufim? And he says, Acha inyin hu dekaya b'chinas ruach ha'adam. It's going on the spirit of man. The Pasuk says, Umi yoideya ruach b'nei adam ha'elohi lamala. The Pasuk says, the difference between the spirit of man and the spirit of animal is the animal after 120, his spirit descends down into the ground. The spirit of man goes up into heaven. That is a fundamental difference between man and animal. So, ha'adam shemuvdo be'erach min ruach ha'behimah, v'hu ma'a shemakir es boirei. We are able to recognize our Creator, makir hu shetamid noisein liboy v'daitoy lamala. The attention of man is that his heart and his mind are heavenward. Bilti yitzarch lezeh, his boininus amuka. He doesn't need deep contemplation. A man has an intuition of how the world was created supernaturally, and therefore we walk erect. Interesting, he says the phenomenon that man walks erect is reflective on our hakara of the source of the world. Animals walk on all four with their face down. They have no recognition that the world originates from something above them. But because man intuitively recognizes that there is a creator who constantly is infusing life into the world, our minds are sort of programmed upward and heavenward to be drawn after the hakara lamala mimeno. And this hakara is called a hargasha. This, he says, the hakara zu, Nikra hargasha gemura utmides davka kamaish ruach habehima margish tamid betivis hagashmas ha'olam hazeh v'nimshach tamid achazeh b'li hachana bezmoininus eich uma kach nishmas ha'odam ruach ha'odam kamay tivis esla limashich miyad achar alakus hamahava b'hargasha. Meaning the form that a man and animal moves through, and the model with which they stand, the behema is faced downward because it recognizes what its essence is. It's a davar gashmi, ba ma, there's nothing in it, it's just physical, it's sourced in the physical world, and therefore its ruach also is yored lamata. The man is, so to speak, in a form, an erect form, because it's programmed with its mind heavenward, recognizing intuitively where its origin is. So these are some of the facets of the bracha of Zoykev Kefufim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should always be mashpia on us. Shefa, bracha, v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.